I'm Tyler Alderson. You're listening to The Blend here on 90.5. And right now, we've actually got some special guests on the line as part of an initiative to help fight hunger in our region. I've got Congressman Jim McGovern and Project Bread CEO Aaron McAleer on the phone. Aaron and Congressman McGovern, thank you so much for coming on.
We're happy to be with you.
Thank you, Tyler.
And can you just let people know what exactly it is you're doing today? You're doing a tour of some really important sites right here in the Worcester area.
Yeah, we're doing a tour. We visited three sites, one in Spencer, two in Worcester. There's over 1,100 sites like this in Massachusetts that provide meals for kids when summer is out. So we're raising awareness about them and making sure families across Massachusetts know that there's meals available this summer.
And Tyler, as you know, hunger amongst children increases during the summer months as schools are out. And so we want to promote these summer meal sites. But we also want to highlight the fact that, they provide an incredible service. And I'm also interested in trying to build a case to get President Biden to do a White House conference on food, nutrition, health, and hunger so we can connect all the dots and come up with a holistic plan to end hunger in this country once and for all. I mean, we live in the richest country in the history of the world, and yet we have close to 40 million people who are hungry. Many of them are children. We all should be ashamed of that.
And that's something that is so incredibly invisible a lot of times. You never quite know whether it's your neighbor or friend, a family member who is going hungry. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people, and it's also not necessarily shared equally among demographics. There are a lot of disadvantaged communities that are impacted even harder by this sort of thing.
Well, hunger, affects every part of the country. We have hunger in urban areas, in rural areas, and in suburban areas. Hunger defies stereotypes. There are people who are jobless who are hungry. There are people who are working who are hungry. We have kids who show up at school who are hungry. And if you, if you're hungry and you go to school, you can't learn. That meal is every bit as important to your ability to learn as a textbook or a laptop. So this cuts across every sector of the country. I mean, there's not a congressional district in America that is hunger-free.
Now, if people actually are looking for this kind of assistance, maybe know somebody who needs this assistance, how can they get the information and find one of these sites or find out how to get other potential help for themselves or for others?
Yeah, Project Bread is focused on making it as easy as possible for people to access food resources. So you can go to projectbread.org. We have a map of all the sites across Massachusetts. You can find out about other programs like SNAP and PEBT. We also have a confidential call center where we help people in 180 languages. That's 1-800-645-8333. It's our food source hotline, and we'll connect you to all available resources in your community.
And for those of us who are thankfully lucky not to have to deal with hunger on a personal basis, how is it that people can actually support the work that Project Bread is doing?
Sure. You can support us financially making donations, but I would say even more importantly than that, we want you to raise awareness about this issue and also become an advocate. We have a hunger action team, and we're advocating right now in the Massachusetts state legislature to make universal school meals permanent. We want you to be part of that. We're fortunate to have Congressman Jim McGovern in D.C. as our partner in this work, but we want to make sure that, people across Massachusetts are supporting his efforts. So we want you to raise awareness and become an advocate and a champion. You know, there's no one out there who's pro-childhood hunger. I haven't met them yet, but we really need to lift our voices up to make sure that people know that ending hunger, and as the congressman said, it is, we can end hunger. We need to raise our voices and say we want to. We need to.
Yeah. And Tyler, hunger is a political condition. We have the food, we have the resources, we have the money, we have the infrastructure. We have everything but the political will. And so to support what Aaron just said, I mean, look, people raising their voices helps create the pressure on our political officials at the local, state, and federal level to make this a priority. We can end this scourge. And by the way, by ending hunger, you'll also save a boatload of money in our healthcare system. You'll also, it'll also result in kids learning better in school. I mean, a whole bunch of benefits come from this. So when people say, this will just cost a lot of money. No, it's expensive to not solve this problem. we solve it, we'll save a boatload of money. You should want to solve it because we should all have, want to uphold a moral obligation to make sure no one goes hungry. But if that doesn't move you and all you care about is the bottom line, joining with us in this effort is a way to save a lot of money.
And you mentioned wanting to have a White House Hunger Summit. Can you just explain a little bit more as to what that is and why it's so important to have that kind of attention brought onto this issue?
Well, because to solve this problem requires a holistic approach. You know, so it's, you know, we're here talking about summer meals programs. You know, we want to expand in these programs and see more flexibility, but that in and of itself is not going to end hunger. We want SNAP to be a more generous benefit, but that won't end hunger. You know, end hunger, we need to understand that, you know, we need to address issues like housing and decent wages. We need to, our medical systems need to understand that food is medicine, because we have a nutrition insecurity problem as well. So it's connecting all the dots, and there's no congressional committee that is responsible for solving hunger in its entirety, and there's no agency in the administration that is responsible. So we need to connect the dots, all hands on deck, not just in the government, but in the private sector, the nonprofit sector. We all have a stake in this, and the White House conference will be a way to pull everybody together, lock everybody in a room. No one leaves until we have a plan that has benchmarks, so we can actually make progress in ending this problem.
Well, it's certainly one that we hope that we can end, that we hope that we can solve. And I'm so glad that the two of you are working towards that. And CEO of Project Bread, Aaron McAleer, thank you so much for coming on. And likewise, Congressman Jim McGovern, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Have a great rest of your day and a great rest of the tour.
You too. Thank you so much.
That was Project Bread CEO Aaron McAleer and Congressman Jim McGovern, both of whom working hard to try to put an end to hunger and especially childhood hunger. That is a really, really incredible project that they are working on. You're listening to The Blend here on 90.5.